basically just take Hup Road and just go east. And if you don't stop before you hit the water, you know, then you're in the water. Because I usually come the back way, come down 104 and go through that way and go by the fish hatchery. That's the way I normally come in. But I was looking, and it looks like they might be working on the road right there, too. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll find out Saturday. But, yeah, as long as, yeah, just take Hup Road east, and you'll definitely run into it, literally.
Yeah, okay, I got an idea where it's at now. I wasn't sure if that was the spot or if it was straight at the stop sign. So I know Ryan said southeast, and it got my brain thinking. And then you said it again, and I thought again. So I thought I'd ask before I forget to ask when Ryan was mentioning it. But, yeah, I think if you keep going, you end up in the water. And that's no good. But give us something to talk about. Anyway, all right, Brian, well, thank you for that. And I look forward, I'm hoping to make it out there Saturday. I don't know if I'll be there at 8 o'clock, but I'll be there sometime, I think. So hopefully we'll see you there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Next on the list, we have KF9WW. Mike, hopefully you're still getting in there. You weren't as good as you were the other night until about 1 in the morning. Maybe even later than that. But, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
I'm having trouble this evening with the receive end of it. I don't know how the transmit end of it is, but I don't have anything new to add. And, I've been listening, trying to decipher through the static. So.